For this Monday, March 16th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting a traffic alert for Posey County drivers as this past Saturday, NDOT crews began lane closures on the east and westbound passing lanes of I-64 near Poseyville. These lane closures are between mile marker 9 and mile marker 13. Lane closures allow for crossover construction. This crossover is being constructed for a future bridge project in the area. Work on the crossover is expected to last through the beginning of May. The driving lanes in both directions will remain open during the project. NDOT reminds drivers to slow down and use extra caution when traveling in work zones. The Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles is warning Hoosiers about a new scam that is going around. The agency says that scammers are using text messages with links that closely resemble state of Indiana addresses and lead users to a site that deceptively copies the BMV website, even featuring fraudulent BMV receipts and confirmation numbers. If you believe a text message is fraudulent, the agency says you should ignore it, delete it, and avoid clicking on any links. The Indiana BMV says it will never ask for fees to be paid through a link sent via a text message, and it does not send text messages about outstanding penalties. In New Harmony, a new leadership opportunity is opening that is aimed at helping guide the town's future growth and development. One New Harmony has announced it is hiring its first ever executive director. The new position is designed to help strengthen economic development efforts and increase collaboration across the community. Town officials say the role was made possible through a partnership with the Town of New Harmony and funding from a private foundation grant. The grant will support the executive director position for the next 3 years. The person selected for the job will work closely with community partners to advance key projects, support strategic priorities, and build on the innovative spirit that has long defined New Harmony. Leaders with One New Harmony say they are looking for a motivated individual who is passionate about community development and making a meaningful impact in the region. More information about the position and how to apply is expected to be available through One New Harmony. You can also go to the Visit New Harmony Facebook page for more details. Yesterday in local college sports, Evansville women's basketball lost in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship game versus Murray State 91-70. The Purple Aces put together an improbable run as they were the number 10 seed in the tournament. UE was the first number 10 seed in Missouri Valley Conference Tournament history to reach a championship game. They won 3 games in 3 days before losing on Sunday. Evansville's season ends at 10-25. Murray State was the one seed. They're now 31-3. From men's college basketball yesterday, the Purdue Boilermakers won the Big Ten Tournament Championship as they defeated Michigan 80-72. Oscar Clough scored 21 points, Trey Kaufman-Wren added 20 points, and Braden Smith had 14 points and 11 assists. The Boilermakers are 27-8. Purdue is a number 2 seed in NCAA tournament, and they will play on Friday versus 15th seed Queens. From the NBA on Sunday, the Indiana Pacers got beat in Milwaukee by the Bucks 134-123. Indiana led 65-62 at halftime, but got outscored in the second half 72-58. Aaron Nesmith had a career-high 32 points in the loss. The Pacers have lost 13 straight games and are 15-53 overall. Their next game is tomorrow night at the New York Knicks. That's news and sports for this Monday, March 16th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Rebin, reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Monday.